When you were growing up, did y'all move around very much? Or?
No, I didn't move around very much because we didn't like to. Well, we did stay down on Cedar Bay one time.
Where's that?
Papa was. That's down on the other side of Pineville, kind of east of Pineville. But Papa was putting in wood for French and it.
For what?
Putting in wood, 4-foot wood for French and it. This laundry up here on 2nd and Jackson. Well, they used to burn wood. See, they didn't have gas then. And Papa cut wood for them. And he lived on Mr. Henry Williams' place. And he got all the wood he could buy all around down there. And he cut wood and hauled it to French and Nick by horses. Mm-hmm. He had 2 horses and a big wagon. And he put in wood for French and Nick.
How much, what percentage of the people here are colored or over in Pineville? Was it most?
Well, most of the people in Pineville, I think, was white people, most of them. But there wasn't too many colored people in Pineville. Of course, some of them stayed way back. Way back in, I went to school with some. They way back in Pineville, and Flagon, way back in there. And they used to walk to school. When I stayed on Cedar, I walked to school 4 miles a day. Mm-hmm. 2 miles and going, 2 miles, and I went rain or shine.
Stayed, huh?
I went cold or hot, rain or shine. I remember going to school, wasn't but with the teacher. This teacher and I, she'd have all my classes, and then we just clean up or do something until time for the coach. The others had backed out, but I went to school every day.
Did your parents make you, or did you just?
No, I just loved school. I didn't want to go. And I had a good law but teacher. And she was my teacher from I went to the primer class on her knee. And she was my teacher till I finished 6th grade. And I didn't go back to finish the 7th. I promoted to 7th. And she did borrow my own papa out. Not making me. No, I wanted to work then. Because see, mama wasn't working, and mama's health wasn't too good. And everything, papa gave me anything he was able to give. Mm-hmm. But I just thought I could get a job and didn't have to be bothering him. So I went to work.
Was there a colored high school in Pineville?
No, wasn't a colored high school in Pineville. No, it wasn't.
I mean, could...
And I don't think it's one there. Is it one there now? Where's the high school? Sure, most of come over here to high school. I don't think it's a colored high school. Because they mix now, and they may go to some. If it's a colored high school, the colored and white all go together in Pineville now. If it's one over, I don't remember.
Have gone to high school if you had?
Well, I had to come over here to Peabody. If I had gone to high school. Because that's the only chance I had. I had to come over here to Peabody.
Tell me something about the house that you grew up in. Sort of describe it for me, how many rooms there were?
Well, we had 2 rooms. The house was, it was wider. This was a little longer than this, close. We had a front porch and a long room for the kitchen. Mama had 2 beds in the front room. We didn't have no living room, dining room, all that. And one end of the kitchen had the eating table, she called it, in. And the other end had a stove and a water shelf and a little cupboard by the stove. And a stove had what you call pot shelves behind it. When you clean your pots, you put them behind that, on that shelf behind the stove. And this end, she had a big safe.